Hello.
Hello, my name is Jameer. You left your number here with us at customer service to give you a call back. How may I help you today, ma'am?
I had done a survey and anyway, like claimed one of the prizes. Well, it gave me one of them that I didn't ask for, and it was like for $118, and I just needed to cancel that one. It was for eating well or something like that.
Okay, ma'am. If you will, please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account.
Do what?
Provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account.
83501.
And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Cami Cobflesh Madrid.
Okay, ma'am. So I was able to locate that account for you. And could you verify the mailing address for security purposes?
3622 12th Street in Lewiston.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I'm looking at this account, ma'am. It says this account was created today.
Yeah.
And I only see a neck massager that was for shipping and handling of $7.95.
Right. And then I did, there was that one. I originally had clicked on the what was it? I think it was the iPad Pro, but then that one never showed up. Like it went to the next ones, and then anyway, it wasn't showing that one that I had clicked, went to the next massager, and I was like to add on to that, to the iPad one. And anyway, so I clicked that one, but that's the only one that it said. But then it also says this eating well one that I ordered for $118. And I did not, I didn't even see that one on there. So I don't even know how it charged my Venmo account.
So you actually got charged for that $119?
Yeah, 118. Yeah, it says it's pending, and it took it, I mean, it's pending, so it has technically taken it out already.
Because I'm looking at this account, ma'am, and I promise you, I don't see any $118 charge.
Well, are you familiar at all with the Eat Well Planner?
So on here, I do see a smart health planner, but it says here $0.
Okay, well, that's interesting because, it, let's see here. Yeah, it in my Venmo account it says get results now is what it's called. And it says negative $118.94.
Let me see.
Mean, it gives me a transaction ID.
Okay, ma'am. Let me have that transaction ID.
Okay, it's 3488101012799220139.
Okay. Okay, so I'm not finding an account with that. It says here there are no orders for that transaction number.
And then it says transaction details, and it gives the date and the time, and then it gives me a number, and then it has a comma, and then the New York abbreviation.
Okay, man, give me one second. Let me get my supervisor over here and see
Okay.
if she will be able to help me. Give me one second.
Okay. Yes. Amber, I'm in here. Baby, there might be. Yeah, we'll have to see.
I see it, mommy. Mommy. Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So it looks like here. So then, so I see here you are enrolled for a trial, a 7-day trial, but the price for that app, for an app, but that price that we have marked for that app is only $24.99. I'm not sure where that $118 come from. Next, I would advise contacting your financial institution, seeing if they can give you a different number for that merchant, see if they will have your account or anything to know about that charge, because on this account we don't have an $18 charge, and we actually don't even have an $118 product.
Oh, okay, yeah, because the phone number I called was from the email I got from, it says, welcome to Eat Well. And this number I called, like, this was the support team, I guess, that I'm calling.
So, actually, we are a third-party call center, and we service over 1,000 online vendors. So, I do know we can have different numbers. But it's like whenever the customer call on whatever account they have, it pulls up everything dealing with that account, and the only account we have for you that was made today, and we only see that neck massager that was ordered for $7.95.
Okay. Yeah. So I wonder if I go in and get the app, I can so it's supposedly a it's a 7-day trial.
Yes, ma'am.
So if I go in there and unsubscribe, it should maybe not charge.
I can cancel this account for you.
Yeah, I would just do that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So give me 1 second, ma'am. Let me get this account counsel for you, and I'll be right back with the cancellation number.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Are they playing together?
Okay, ma'am. I got this account counsel for you. I just voided those charges, so you should actually see that just back in your account. And if that $118 charge was from us, then those charges should just fall off. I know it could take up to 10 days for it to fall off, but that again, if it is from us, it will come off.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And I do have the cancellation number if you want that as well.
Okay, sure.
Yes, ma'am. That number is C, as in cat, 259-193-033.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.